Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga
chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. I can't stop this feeling when I talk about F1. I get a full-blown throbbing hood, and it feels so good on the pit straights where the drivers meet. I see Natalie Pink. I want to kiss her feet. I'm hooked on fast cars and Naomi Schiff's bras. Oh, I think she's in love with me. Danny Rick will bounce back. He'll find some pace for sure. And if you think he'll be replaced, you're a filthy whore. Brundle's grid walks excite me. I love to watch him shit the bed. But when Kravitz comes on the radio, 2 seconds ten. But we need to get on with the show. Hand the mic to a man you all know. Time to hand the mic to Crofty, and you all can't stop me. Take it away, Crofty.
It's lights out and away we go.
Once a week, one man emerges from the pit lane to deliver all the news, discussion, and results of Formula One. Well, that time has arrived. Sit back, relax, for the Park It In My Ferme show. Here is your host, Caldy.
Oh my lord, that is right, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, because it is your main squeeze, Cody, a.k.a. the Cold Eponymous. Oh, my Lord, what kind of time is this? Japanese Grand Prix, if you don't mind, it's going up slightly earlier, which means I'm recording at a different time, which means I'm pissing my neighbours off even more. But why am I talking about neighbours? Because I am here at the PIRC, the Piff International Racing Circuit, butt naked, of course. Sun's out, buns out. And I think I'm turned in Japanese. I really think so. Why? Why do I think that? Look down at my genitals. They're all pixelated. Oh, my Lord. If you understand that joke, then you too are a sick mother flipper. Anywho, oh my God. I just looked down to double check if they were pixelated, and it seems that I've misplaced my Ferme. Guys, if you happen to stumble across my Ferme, I ask you just to do one simple thing. And let's park it on up in there, as it is the Park It In My Ferme show, the number one company F1 podcast in the entire cosmos, according to my mum. She's never ever wrong. We've got all the news, opinions, discussions, results, reviews, previews, love triangles, and Japanesey, yes pleasey, give me a squeezy, and more. Episode 205, coming at you hard and fast, but don't be soft and slow. If you've missed out on the previous 204, just head over to the greatest website ever created that doesn't contain naked boobies yet. ParkItInMyFerme.com, or better yet, look down at that podcast listening device of yours and spank the shit out of that subscribe and follow button like it was someone that owed you some money. Oh, and you're going to get paid, baby. Woo! That way you're going to be the first in the world to hear this. My sexy, soothing, smooth sounds 3 times a week, and there ain't a damn thing wrong with getting down and dirty with the Cold Eponymous rolling around looking for a little slap and tickle in the slop 3 times a week. No. But what the hell are we going to talk about today? I don't know. I feel like the gusto is in there. feel like I'm not fired up. Because we're going to talk all things Japanesey. Yes, we're going to the Japan Grand Prix. It actually kicks off in a few hours' time, FP1. Sucked in for all you European and US. Oh, my Lord. Finally, Australia, finally. It's good. It's good to be Australian right now. We're going to be talking all things there. We're going to be talking the bold predictions as well as the lock of the week. How the FIA are a bunch of cowards. Come on. Tell us what the results are. A little Crofty's love files just to round it out. So, I don't know what I need to say. I don't know how we get around this. I just think we should all sit back, relax, and let's, well, enjoy the show.
Box, Max. Box, 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 box.
Why? What the f***? Why? What the f***? What the f*** are you guys saying? Unbelievable, mate. I don't get it. What the f*** is this about?
We'll talk about it and explain once you're up, Max.
Make sure you like the socials. At Park It In My Ferme on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Oh, that's exactly right. Go ahead and like those socials. You do it right now. But, I mean, I know you can tell. I know you can tell it's early. It must be early. The Cordopotamus, he's not up and about. He's not warm. He just woke up and crawled out of the king size, the California king waterbed at the Palais in the south of France. He took the private chopper over. You know, still rubbing the... I'm going to sleep out of his eyes, like just trying to wake up. Had three or four coffees with a couple of double Maduris on ice. Always just to stay limber, just to stay loosey-goosey. But I'm still not warm. I'm not ready to go. I think we need to just get it started, you know? Just really, fire up. Warm up those vocals.
Touching too much. Come hold me. I'll never let go. Come hold me. We can get low. Getting down and dirty, baby. Ooh, girl, I love you so. I just want you. And just grab up on your booty hole. Ooh, grabbing your booty hole. Ooh, you're so beautiful. Ooh, you are cute and all. But I just wanna get inside you. Get inside you, baby. Just inside you. Get inside you, baby. Get inside you. And just drive you all night long. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, girl. Let's just run away together.
Oh, baby.
Because I just want to drive you all night long. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Now we're talking. Now I'm up and about. Oh, I mean, it's hard. It's hard being the Cordopotamus. Getting emails all the time from fans just wanting you to get your kid off. Girls running at you. Probably because, you know, you're all they can think about. And it happens. But anyway, let's start previewing the Japanese Grand Prix. Now, it's going to be a bit of a short podcast because, yes, it's early in the morning here. Yes, I need to work still because, I mean, well... I've got to pay back the debt of the $56 billion Pimp International Racing Circuit that I've just, you know, taken a loan out to build. So I owe quite a bit of money. All right? But right now, the maths is getting quite simple. Max just needs to be 8 points clear of Chuckles and 6 points clear of Checo, and then he's going to get that second world title. I mean, back to back, baby. First time back in Japan after the 2020 and 2021 seasons. We had a little bit of a thing going on, a little bit of the Rona. So we took a couple of years off. Japan were pretty strict. Although having said that, they canceled the Japanese Grand Prix yet still held the Olympics. Does that make sense? Does that actually compute? The answer is no. But it has been a track that has been dominated by Mercedes, but with the mighty Honda roaring in that Red Bull, it'll be all smiles for Max Verstappen, I'm telling you that right now. It is the perfect track for this 2022 Red Bull racing car. If Max Verstappen doesn't win, and doesn't win convincingly in Japan, then he must have DNF'd. Something horrific must have happened on the track, because that Red Bull is dialed in. It is the perfect circuit for that car. Very similar to Austria. Yeah, the way it flows, the way there's these long, fast corners. It's sort of, yeah, that's exactly what it's like. That car is going to be on rails. It's going to be perfect to drive. Max will win. He'll win convincingly. But it doesn't mean we can't play a little bit of game of who's going to be up there with him. I think Mercedes are going to have a good weekend. I think they're going to bounce back. I think Ferrari are really, really going to struggle, but Mercedes will bounce back. It should be the two Red Bulls followed by the two Mercedes. Might have a little bit of a Noah's Ark thing going. But, I mean, I'm about to give you my bold predictions a little bit later on and the lock of the week. But I'm just telling you right now, like, there are going to be some struggles, though. I think McLaren, we just had a little surprise. How do you do? Everyone crashes out. You guys don't. You finish fourth and fifth. Well done. But I think they're going to be again outside the points in Japan. I think Alpine will be back up in the points if they get their DNF issues sorted. Williams will once again be dead last. Haas will be, you know, middle of the pack. Aston Martin are going to do Aston Martin things, which is get out, knocked out in Q1 and then finish maybe close to around the points in the race. That's just what's going to happen. The fans are going to be incredible. We're going to see so much Yuki Tsunoda merch. Everyone's going to be dressed up like Yuki, wearing their $5,000 AlphaTauri outfits. My God, why is Formula One clothing so damn expensive? And on top of that, why is AlphaTauri's clothing line so damn expensive? It is like, what? They're like trying to pay for the cars. It's like they're trying to get that clothing line going so they don't need to buy a single thing. They don't, you know, oh, they could just write it off. They could go over the cost cap budget. Oh, no. These are all just merch sales. Yeah, no, this is money from merch sales. Oh, we're just investing in our merch. I don't know. Why is it so damn? I like some of it too. It's a half decent look at logo. It's a great clothing line. Some of the stuff they wear is incredible. Pierre Gasly, he ain't the prettiest guy out there, but he makes the clothes look good. Yuki Tsunoda, he ain't gorgeous. He's my little dumpling. I just want to hold him tight, give him a little kiss, never let go, as the song says. But even he's looking good in that merch. By the way, how good was watching those two do some karaoke? Oh my Lord. Hello from the other side. Beautiful. Beautiful. But anyway, so later on in the show, I'll go through the bold predictions. I'll go through the lock of the week just after we do a cheeky little thing called the stat of the week.
I'm a stat man. Formula One stat man. Cody's a stat man. Yeah, stats. I'm a stat man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Stat time. Yeah. Oh, so much stats. So many stats. I don't know if this intro is even long enough. There's that many stats. Stats. Yeah. Ooh, so many stats. I'm a stat man.
Oh, I am. a stat man, and you better believe it. You better believe it right now. Let's go straight into it. Of the top six drivers on the championship ladder at the moment, Lewis Hamilton is the only one who hasn't set a career best in points at this point of the season. In fact, his 168 points is the second worst that he's had in the last 12 seasons. Since 2012, that was his worst when he had 165. However, him being in sixth place right now is the worst position on the championship ladder he has been since 2010. I mean, if that doesn't give you some cause for concern, I don't know what will. You want some more? Okay. Yes. Stats, everybody. Okay, I've got one. We're talking about Zhou Guanyu's run of bad luck in Formula One at the moment, and he's had a lot. But he is by far dead last in the list of full-time drivers for laps completed this season. 778 laps of a possible 1,010. 77%. He's completed 77% of the total laps. The next lowest is Sebastian Vettel, who competed in two less Grand Prix. And he's done more. He's done 818 laps, 81% of all laps. The top five, though, let's celebrate greatness. Sir Lewis Hamilton, 965 laps, 95.5%. Big Dick Daddy Rick coming in at number four with 983 laps, 97.3% of all laps raced this season. Lancey boy Lance Stroll in at number three with 986 laps, just a little bit more, 97.6%. Max Verstappen, no surprise, he's number two on the list with 987, 97.7, and completing 991 of a possible 1,010 laps so far this season, 98.1% of all laps. It's Lando. Lando Norris. Good on him. Well done, Lando. How's that? For your stat of the week.
He's a stat man. Ooh, that was a good stat.
That's the best.
Yeah, such a good stat. Such a good stat. You know it was. He's a stat man. Hey, let's go on with the show. Cool, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a race on the weekend. And when we have a race, well, I mean, I don't need to remind you what happens. It's really the point of the show where you guys can make a lot of money. Squillion, quintillion, espadumbillion. That's what you guys can make. Bring home the fucking bank. Yes. See, what you do is you listen to the Cordopotamus, and he'll give you top five bowl predictions. He'll give you a lock of the week, and you think, well, yeah, the lock of the week, that's pretty obvious. But these bowl predictions, how right is he? You shut your goddamn mouth. I've never got a prediction wrong. Yeah, actually, Cordy, you got quite a few wrong. You shut the fuck up, Klaus. I'd never get it wrong. All right, so without further ado, grab yourself your little notepad. Get yourself a little pen and start writing this down, because it's time for
Cody's Top 5
Bold Predictions for the Japanese Yes Pleasey Grand Prix. Number 5, Yuki Tsunoda. Yuki Tsunoda. He will crash. He will get a DNF in his home Grand Prix. It is written in the stars. Yes, that is what's going to happen. There's going to be so many Japanese girls just running at him that he won't know what to do. He'll be like that scene at the start of Awesome Powers where he's walking down the street and all the girls are chasing him. That's what's going to happen with Yuki Tsunoda, except he's on the track with a car and a lot of the women jump the fence, run after him. He's going to crash in his home Grand Prix. That's going to happen. Take that one to the bank. Coming in at number 4.
Cody's Top 5.
There's not going to be one. But there's going to be two safety cars here in Japan. High-speed circuits, haven't been there for a while. It is a very fun track to drive. The drivers love it. But I think there's going to be a couple of crashes. I think there's going to be a couple of safety cars. I think there's going to be more safety car controversy as well. I mean, I'm just saying, these are the predictions. I've stared into the crystal balls. Klaus whipped them out earlier. I got Doris to flash me her tarot cards. I know exactly what's going to happen. Coming in at number three.
Cody's top five.
Sir Lewis Hamilton, P3. He's back on the podium, baby. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Sir Lewis Hamilton, he loves the Japanese Grand Prix. He dominates that circuit. He will be back on the podium. That is for sure. Coming in at number two.
Cody's top five.
Ferrari. They're going to do something stupid. Now, I know that's a bit broad, but it's going to be something simple like the wrong tire strategy, pitting at the wrong time, you know, airing the whole plans out over the radio for everyone to hear, going out and qualifying at the wrong time. They're just going to do something stupid because it's been a couple of weeks. They didn't do anything stupid in Singapore. They're going to do something stupid in Japan, though. You can take that one to the bank. Easy money there. And coming in at number one.
Cody's top five.
Mick Schumacher. Yes, the Mick Schumacher. He's going to score a point. He's scoring a point in Japan. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. And that was
Cody's top five.
So just to recap, Yuki Tsunoda crashes at home, DNF. Two safety cars during the race. Hamilton, third. He'll be on the podium. Ferrari are going to do something stupid. Mick Schumacher scores a point. Whoop. Oh, how about this, though? Klaus, come on. Let's go. Oh, Klaus. Oh, for fuck's sake. You never want to help me with opening this. Oh. Oh, have you oiled it up at least? No. You have not oiled it up. It sounds like shit.
Cody's Lock of the Week.
Yes, Lock of the Week time. And it's an easy, simple one. Max Verstappen is going to become the world champion this weekend. Is that blooming easy? It's a Lock of the Week for a reason. We're not thinking outside the box. We're not overthinking it. We're just doing some simple mathematics. Max Verstappen is your world champ this weekend. So what do you guys think? Let me know on the socials. Did I get them right? You know I've got them right. Easiest predictions ever, Klaus. I'm just going to start writing some checks right now so I can take them down to the bank, cash them, then go to the bookie, double, triple, quadruple my money. So while I'm doing that, please, just, you know, please, keep the people entertained.
For generations, people would watch cars go by until they finally wanted them to go by fast. Racing was then born. And who was going to talk about all the racing? Why, Caldi, of course. Welcome to the Park It In My Ferme Show, the number one comedy F1 podcast in the world. Here's your host, Caldi.
Oh, baby, baby. Hey, fade that out. It's too loud. Woo! What a first half that was. Just a cheeky little preview for the Japanese Yes Pleasey Grand Prix. It gave you the bold predictions, gave you the Lock of the Week, gave you some stats that'll blow your damn mind, but you don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere at all. Big second half coming up. I'm going to call out the FIA once more, talk about the embarrassing things that happened on our TV. All right, Crofty's Love Files might make an appearance, but you don't want to go anywhere because in the upcoming episodes, you've got to make sure you're subscribed. Because I don't want you missing out. I don't want to then hear, oh, but Cody, I missed out because I wasn't subscribed. If you say that to me, I'll kick you in the testicles. Do you want to be kicked in the testicles? I didn't think so. Subscribe, follow on your podcast listening device because the next episode will be breaking down every single thing that happened at the Japanese Grand Prix. Yes! Woo! Soundbites, radio clips, everything. Klaus, I'm rambling. Fade me out, baby. Yes.
Make sure you like the socials at Park It In My Ferme on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Oh, that is exactly what you need to do. Go ahead and like those socials. Do it now. Do it right now. Do not hesitate. Don't dilly-dally like your homegirl Sally from the Valley. Go and like them right now. But look, last episode, we talked a lot about the cost cap. We talked a lot about cost cap breaches and how actually this is kind of a big deal. This is serious. But the FIA has postponed the investigation or revealing the results in the cost cap breach from last season. And we touched on it last episode.
Touched for the very first time.
But it's because it's a big fucking deal. That's why it's a monster deal. Whatever the punishment is going to change the course of F1 for this year and probably the next few seasons. If there's a huge punishment and points are stripped from Max, then Lewis Hamilton is last year's world champion. If Red Bull are given a little slap on the wrist, then every single team out there that hasn't breached the budget cap will spend, knowing there aren't any real consequences, no repercussions. I'm going to overspend. Oh, what is it? $20,000 fine if I go out? Cool. I'm spending $7 million extra. It's embarrassing. The FIA has been pushed back into a corner. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward as all hell. It's so awkward and we know it. It's a Brundle gridwalk in Miami or in the US in general. Yes, Megan Thee Stallion. Got any raps about Formula One? It's a Ted Kravitz and David Croft back and forth. Do you remember that? You remember how awkward that was? No. Klaus, roll it.
But Ted Kravitz is down at Alpine with some news for us. Ted.
I am, Crofty, but I will talk about it in a minute. I think while there are no cars on track, the only car on track is a Williams. I think we should go for our break now, and then we'll talk more about Alpine. Okay. So I'll hold off a bit, and you can go to your break.
All right. Okay. You're producing the show.
No, I'm not, but I was... Well, the only car on track is a Williams, and I could go on and on if you want. But I understood we were going to a break.
I can't see the rest of the track, nor can I see a track map at the moment.
All I'm seeing is a lot of cars in the garage, and I do want to talk about Alpine and Oscar Piastri and all of this, but I work in the interest of our viewers, and if our viewers want to see cars on track...
Ted, yes? just go for it now. Tell us about Alpine. Go for it.
Go on.
Ted.
What was I going to say?
I don't know, mate. I'll come back to you in a moment. 18 minutes gone of this session.
You had to live through it. I had to live through it. I'm sorry we did it all again. You produce it now, Ted. Come on, Ted, you idiot. You produce it now. So all I'm saying with this one is that we are waiting for more. I was hoping that it was announced yesterday so I can go through it all with you today. We can have a little bit of a breakdown of what's happening and oh my God, I'd be so excited for the weekend. But no, the FIA are a bunch of cowards and assholes. So just like that, you've got to wait. You've got to wait. Yeah, it's time to get serious with it. Come here, baby girl. I got to sing you a song. Come to the back of my garage, undo your blouse. Let's lock mouths down south before you come to my house. Squeal like a mouse, feelings they surface. Let's bounce around, baby girl. Porpoise on purpose, purposely porpoising. Get to going up and down, open up that pit entry. Let's clown around as I found the sound that makes when I'm inside your porpoise up and down. Like I'm a low rider, make you finish super quick. It ain't hard to see, you ask if it was on purpose. I said I did it purposely. You light some candles, looking for round two. I say, hold on, love. I'm pretty fucking tired right now. I just went. And do you mind blowing out those candles? As that's a fire risk, and I don't want to deal with that right now. We can't have anything catching on fire. We don't want anything burning. Nothing burning here. Except for your loins. Girl, your purpose on purpose, you're perfectly, purposely porpoising. Girl, bouncing up and down, I've never seen this. Your purpose on purpose on my penis. You're genius. Oh, I didn't purpose on purpose, but I purposely porpoise. Oh, girl, you're perfectly porpoising. See, I don't know what to say here, girl. The way you're mesmerizing me with that porpoising. I mean, it's tantalizing. Ooh, stiffens up my front wing. Oh, baby, baby. I can't control myself when you porpoise like that, baby. Oh, so perfectly. Oh. Yeah. Sing it to her.
I said, girl, your purpose on purpose, you're perfectly, purposely purposing. Bouncing up and down, I've never seen this. Your purpose on purpose on my penis. You genius. Ooh, I didn't purpose on purpose, but I'm purposely purposing. Girl, perfectly purposing. I didn't mean a purpose on purpose.
At last, that's checkered flag. That's P6, P6. Well done, well done. P6.
Yeah, great job. Great job.
Out four.
Every card out.
That was a really good job. We were unlucky with that, but you kept it on the track. Many, many people didn't today. That's a brilliant job, mate. Well done.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Now it's time for Crofty's Love Files. Well, we're back again, aren't you, some lucky cherubs and muffins? Because it's time to settle in for another Crofty's Love Files. Will he be able to find Anita Dick in me? Is he going to be able to catch up with Toto Wolf? And what the hell's he going to be doing down at the chicane? We'll find out in this episode of Crofty's Love Files. Oh, I just laid there in a state of bliss after getting down and dirty with a last name Wilma. Wilma Fingerdoo. And her Fingerdoo just fine. The room filled with smoke like it was a Haas garage after one of Mick's cars is being brought back after yet another crash. We were smoking some Marlboros to celebrate creating something so wonderful and beautiful on the desk in my office. But I didn't have time to think of the millions of ways she sent tingles through my body. No. There was a woman missing. Toto Wolf had kidnapped her and it was up to me to stop him and save this poor girl. Her name? Oh, baby. Anita. Anita Dick in me. I put the cigarette out on the desk and got dressed as Wilma admired me. She liked the view. She couldn't look away and I don't blame her one bit as I'm David fucking Croft. I left the office and went down the street. It was raining like the start of Monaco, but there wasn't a red flag in sight, baby. I continued a couple of blocks south to the Chicane, the club that was run by Christian Horner, where the drinks flowed all night and so did the dames. There was the usual lineup out front, dozens of people begging to get in. I didn't have to worry one bit. When they see me coming, they make sure I get in, and Crofty never had a problem getting in at all. Oh, baby. See, Christian met me at the door like I was Max Verstappen and I'd just won another race. I was afraid to hug him for fear that his stiff front wing would dig into me. Ah, Mr. Croft, we have saved your usual booth for you up the front. And one of your favourites will be performing tonight. I think you'll like what she's wearing. Christian Horner said as he led me to the private booth, like he was a safety car starting out a drizzly Monaco. He signaled to the bar staff to get me a double Midori on ice, just ready, just the way I like it. They knew my drink at the chicane. It was one of the reasons I kept coming back. The other was a little number that was on the stage. Oh, baby. A hush went over the crowd like it was the start of a Grand Prix. A single spotlight lit up the stage and there she was in a gold dress that looked like it was painted on, like the sponsor's stickers. It was Barry. Barry McCockina. And I've dreamt of that many times. The double Midori was brought to me as Barry grasps that microphone firmly with both hands. I sat there taking a swig, wishing she'd get a firm grasp of me the way she did that microphone. She started to sing and straight away it just took me. It hit me. The angelic tones mesmerizing me. She sent me into a trance. She made her way off stage and through the crowd like she was Martin Brundle doing a gridwalk, and the next thing I know, she was only a few feet from me. It was like I was the only one in the room and she was singing the song just for me. I wanted nothing more than to pull her into my arms and rip off that dress right there before throwing her down onto the table and making sweet love to her all night long. But out of the corner of my eye, I saw Toto Wolff. He was making his way from the dressing room out the back of the chicane and to the exit of the room. I was torn. Do I go after him in hopes that it would lead me to Anita Dick and me? Or wait for Barry McCock and her to continue to serenade me? You know I waited. I just need to let her finish because after all, I was hoping she'd let me do the same. A little bit later on, baby. She continued to sing and make her way through the room, and the crowd erupted when she hit that high note just right at the end. She finished up and walked backstage. I followed closely like I was the 12 or so drivers behind Alonso at Monaco. I swung the door open and she was standing there in that tight gold dress looking at herself in the mirror. She suddenly pulled a gun from nowhere and had it pointed square at my head. She wanted to take me out like she was a wall and I was Nicholas Latifi. "What are you doing, Barry?" I asked, cautiously continuing towards her. "You stop right there. Please stop. Toto paid me a lot of money. He told me about the horrible things that you've done. You took her, didn't you? You kidnapped Anita Dick and me, didn't you?" Barry said, trembling with fear. "No, you've got it all wrong, Barry. You've got it all wrong. Wilma Fingerdew came to me and she told me that Toto had kidnapped her and taken her away. I'm here to get answers. To get to Toto myself, you need to help me find him. We can save Anita Dick and me. Barry McCock and her, please help," I said, pleading with her as I continued slowly towards her. I grabbed the gun out of her hand. "Well, we can't have something like that going off now, can we?" She giggled and then pulled me in to give me a kiss. I slowly slid her dress down while taking the gun and I shot the light switch, making the room go pitch black. Well, I guess it's lights out, and away we go. Well, it looked like Crofty had himself a little slap and tickle fun there in the dressing room with Barry McCock in her. And I'm sure he did. But will he ever catch up to Toto Wolff? Will Barry be able to help him out? And will they ever find Dixie Normus and Anita Dick in me? Find out next time in Crofty's Live Files. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of episode 205. I told you it was a short, sharp, shiny one. We just need to get in, give you the bold predictions. It's early in the morning here. I'm losing my damn mind. I'm excited. Japanesey, yes, glizzy. Ooh, yeah. Konnichiwa, bitches. Anyway, if you've missed out the previous 204 episodes, head on over to parkingatmyfairmate.com. They're all there, ready to be downloaded. Make sure you subscribe and follow on your podcast listening device so you don't miss out on any moving forward. Next episode, we're going to break down every single thing that happened at the Japanese Grand Prix, including the FIA, hopefully releasing the cost cap breach information. I mean, that's something. That is something. But while you're over at parkingatmyfairmate.com, you can pick yourself up something nice from the merch store. Use the code in the description, podcast exclusive 5, gives yourself 5% off with the free worldwide shipping. And if you want a little bit more than that, well, I mean, you're here at the PIRC, you turn around, you look up at the skybox. That's a Legends Lounge. You can sign up to become a Legends Lounge member. Join the Legends Club like the other Legends before you. And you don't get 5% off. You get 25% off with the free worldwide shipping. You'll get your name read out in every single show. You go down as a part of history as we grow this thing to make it bigger, better, stronger, bolder than ever. You're in the show. You're in the show notes as well. I mean, I'm coming up to party with you guys in a second. No, wait. I'm coming. Get a couple of double Midoris on ice with me. I'll get up there in a sec. Doris is lubing up the stripper pole. We're going to have a really good time, I'm telling you right now. So a big special thanks to our Legends Club members, Alex, Anthony, Caleb, Clint, John, Sammy, and Taylor. You guys are the absolute greatest human beings alive. I cannot do the show without you. And just know that any money I get through the Legends Club gets filtered back into the show to make it bigger, better, stronger, bolder than ever. We will be the number one podcast in the world. Yes, podcast in the world. Joe Rogan, move aside. It's Parking in My Firme time, bitches. Woo! So, to the muffins, the cherubs, and of course the legends and pings.
Wow.
I almost didn't see that, darling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.